Here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first gathering since I've moved. It is Wednesday, March 12th to 7 p.m. full moon gathering that we are underway with. There was a problem with the link from the email. So I just want to share with everybody, those that are not on the call live. For future reference, the link will always be posted in the portal area. So if you can't get in through the link in the email, it's always going to be posted in the portal area. So it's good to just check every once in a while that you can get into your membership area and get on the dashboard where you will find your link. But if you are planning on coming on the live, that email for the live goes out an hour prior to class. If you notice that there is a problem, the minute you notice there's a problem, please let me know, because if you're having a problem, that means everybody is going to have a problem. Okay. So the first one to check the link, it will just help everybody, including myself, so that I'm not trying to get this rectified at the ninth hour and spending excess time trying to fix the link that didn't get taken, that didn't save right. We have a lot of work to do or a lot to talk about. So if that does happen, just reach out to me. This way I could correct it and resend it, and anybody that's coming in will get it. Okay. So thank you for joining me. Also, thank you to those of you who are holding space for me since I landed here. You can hear I'm just at the tail end of this. It's been an enormous transition, I will say that. As I have left behind the template of New York, I actually do not feel like I ever lived there. I know, crazy as that sounds, but I don't feel like I've ever lived there. Memories of like even Stony Brook, Medford is even further away. Deer Park, where I grew up, is like even the furthest away. That's template wipes, right? That's how that happens. And so anchoring here, there's a sense here like I've always been here, and yet I have new experiences. This is the energy that we're in. This is the energy that is at play now. And it's very important for us to understand what we are experiencing, because this Friday is a total lunar eclipse, and actually, the last new moon that we had kicked off this exchange that we're having, that's actually taking us back in time to when the nodes of fate were in the Aries Libra axis. And it was all about relationships, relationships with ourselves, relationships with others. And so what's happening is, as we step backwards in time, it's asking us to look at those relationships from back then. How did we work through them? How did we resolve them? If we haven't resolved them, are they circling back around again to ask for closure? Okay, very, very important. Really, really important work right now. Okay, and I can tell you that from last September, everything that has transpired in my life has been right on point with these energies, which is why I still do the energies and bring you this information. Excuse me. Because it's so important, it's so necessary for the way that we're going to be experiencing ourselves moving forward, right? So when we had the node shift into the Aries Libra axis and it went into relationships, that was when I had the first big fallout with Beth, and her daughter was the catalyst for that. And at that moment that that happened, I stopped myself, right? A lot of times we want to get in our head. We want to sit in the emotion of it. We want to sit in the wounding, be the victim to what happened, right? We don't want to do that. That's not the direction that we head in anymore. The direction that we head in is now to be a champion for ourselves, right? We're going to champion ourselves, move ourselves forward. We're not going to allow ourselves to experience pain and suffering through another, because everything is karmic, and this is the karmic ending. It is the clearing. However, if you are not clear on your creation, right, you might be creating more karma when we're supposed to be ending karma. So it's going to be really important to keep that in mind so that we're not doing that. Now, what's really important to understand is that through these last couple of months that have been taking place, that have been transpiring in these energies, these very, very big energies that have been wanting us to separate ourselves and come into our sovereignty at an even deeper level, right? Accessing the divine feminine within us, whether you're male or female, doesn't matter. Accessing the divine God, goddess within ourselves, whether you're male, female, God, goddess, it's the same, right? And so it's been very important. It's very, very important for us to keep an idea of what is transpiring as far as the cosmic energies are concerned. Okay. And that's why we still track them in this community. Because when we got to, we're in March, when we got into the energy of, trying to think of when it was probably like December, the end of December, right? And I needed to put into motion the idea of the move and that this was something that was going to take place. It fell on my shoulders, right? Being the most higher aligned to bring that to fruition. Even if it was uncomfortable for me, it did not matter. It was part of the job that I was here to do, part of the job that I was here for, part of the codes I was holding to create the separation and move the situation into a more balanced situation for myself, right? And so, as these energies were continuing to play out, and I was seeing where it was hitting in my chart, because I was looking at my chart, but I was seeing where it was hitting, I was realizing that I would not be able to maintain a friendship with Beth once the separation had happened. Okay. And now, people that know me know I'm a very compassionate, very loving, overly understanding person. I see the good in everybody. But I could not do that in this situation because it required me to stand in my sovereignty to separate myself from what was not in alignment with me anymore. Okay. And so I kept that in my mind as we were going through this process of separation. As I was stating my case the last many weeks before we were moving, and letting Beth know that I was not going to be staying at the house the day that night after they had taken all the furniture and the movers had come and it moved everything. She wanted me to stay over with her so that we could collect all the cats. I was like, no, you need to collect the cats before the movers get started and make sure you have everything in order, because once the movers are gone, I'm out of here. And you need to be out of here too. And so I was very, very clear about that 4 months, and that was putting her into a feeling or a state of chaos, right? Which was putting her on edge with everything. So the last few weeks that we were in the house together, every day was something new that she was finding to create a fight with me, right? Every day was something, and it was stupid stuff. At the very end, there was nothing else to pick, but I had packed up this rebounder, this mini trampoline, and she came home. You know, Loretta knows the story. Came home and she actually screamed at me, calling me all kinds of names for folding up the rebounder. And I mean, we were within a week of moving. And I was like, wait a second, I did not do this to you. I bought that rebounder for myself. But then you insisted on paying me half of the money for it. It was cheap, it was $100. She insisted on paying me half of it because she wanted to use it. Anybody that knows me knows all you have to do is say, can I use the rebounder? And yeah, it's yours. If you want to use it for the rest of your life, the duration of our friendship, I have no problem with that, right? There again is that resistance and that separation within her. And she took that as a smite against her. And I had to hear about that for the whole week. I put the rebounder back together again and I actually gave it to her. I was like, it's yours. Take it with you. Be blessed. Use it in good health. You can have it. And that's what it came down to at the end. I was going through an extreme amount of stress being at the house there at the end. But I could see it in the field building, the cosmos building, the frequencies building around making the choice, right? There's no salvation here. I want to be really clear on this because there's going to be some area of your life, whether it's with, a friend, a loved one, a significant other, a child, a work associate, whatever, right? A community member, whatever, where there's not going to be a resolve from whatever is taking place. And there's not going to be an ability to save whatever is transpiring, whatever is happening. And we have to become okay with that separation dynamic, which is going to require that we stay in our grace and let go to the best of our abilities. So when the movers were done, I got my car, put Bella in. She was the last thing I packed. And, I was preparing to leave, getting ready to go. And I said to Beth, do you want help lifting the crates with the cats in the car? So I held the door, she put the crates in the car, and then Dre was missing. Her black cat was missing. And I had seen him earlier, tried to catch him. He scratched my stomach with like almost a foot long gash. I was bleeding profusely, no band-aids in the house because everything was packed. And I told her, I said, he's out there. He does not feel like he wants to go. I'm like, you need to go out there and try to rectify things with him. Well, before I left, I said to her, you had planned to stay and sleep on the floor in order to make sure you had all your cats for your trip down to Florida. Maybe you want to do that. And her response was, no, I want to go. I want to leave. And I thought, wow, something shifted there because that was never her plan. Her plan was to stay and gather all the cats. So I was like, okay. I said, well, I said, maybe put a little food out for him or whatever and coax him back here, or whatever. I said, but I'm heading out and I will see you. And for me, who's always a very supportive person, that was probably one of the hardest things that I did. And then because Loretta was making the trip down with me, I went to her house, had a quick sandwich to eat that she had waiting for me because I hadn't eaten all day. And then we head out on the road. And then I got a call from Beth saying that she couldn't catch Dre and was frustrated with the fact that he did not want to come and she left him behind. That was really pretty hard to hear that she would leave her cat behind. But what that says is there's karma between her and him. And that's on them to resolve, right? That was not me to go back and save him or me to try and take him or try and help her take him or any of that. There was karma between the two of them that needed to be resolved through her with him. So it was very tumultuous until I finally got on the road. And then I felt like I was on the road to freedom because I had felt a tremendous weight lift from me as I was making my way down here. And my trip was easy peasy. Our trip, not so much. It started with the movers packing, and the movers told the guy who sold us the move, that's their salesperson, came, said, if you're taking a plant with you, pack the plant in a cardboard box. They'll never know it's a plant. That's garbage. If anybody ever tells you that, that's a lie, because when these tractor trailers have to pull into a weigh station and get weighed as they're going between states, they're scanned with a laser heat sensor for plant material, animal material, and I think livestock. Okay. So the driver, knowing that he was going to have to do that, scanned every box that came out of the house. And this was a plant that she was growing for 8 years. It was this tall, big, beautiful tree, multicolored tree. And she ended up having to leave it behind because they refused to take it with them, right? So that was the first red flag. Then there was a second red flag. Then Dre was a red flag. And it was like red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. And my move and my journey was nothing but perfect. It was perfection all the way down here, right? Even when we got to the hotel at 3 o'clock in the morning, the first place that we stopped at, we got at 3 o'clock in the morning. This Loretta and I were just completely wiped out and exhausted after 9 hours of driving. And we slept. Bella was like an angel. Then we got back in the car. She slept the whole way, 8.5 hours to Joe's house. I never had a problem, never had one problem. So it's very, very important for us to maintain pure intention, pure heart coherence, to come from a place of love, to hold that Christed timeline, be that Christed light, right? I mean, we haven't talked about that in a long time. Loretta says, yeah, it was smooth sailing all the way. It was great because I didn't have any challenges. There weren't any challenges. I mean, even coming into Joe's house, there still isn't any challenges here. The interesting thing that I'm going to share with you is that, for the last, I don't know, 7, 8 years, I've rented a whole house and had a whole house that I shared with Beth. But I've always had a whole house. And coming here, I have my bedroom, and my art supplies will, are in like little storage cubbies in my bedroom and whatnot. And it's a fairly decent sized bedroom. It's not a small bedroom by any means. I have, my full size bed in there, and it's got plenty of room to spare. And then I have this huge wall closet. I haven't had one of those in a long time. But anyway, the point I'm making is, when I first came in and I first started unloading my boxes and everything, and I started to look, I looked at the situation. I was like, I am really going to have to downsize even what I thought I was bringing to the house, because I'm not needing everything that I thought I was bringing here, right? Like pots and pans. Joe has really good pots and pans. He has all that stuff. And I realized I didn't need it. And what it made me realize coming in here that I've processed this last week is the idea of attachment. The idea of attachment, being attached to anything, right? Being attached to things, being attached to people, situations, circumstances, places. And what I'm seeing is now, because at first I felt the emotion of it, right? Felt the emotion. Wasn't gonna have all my stuff in my place, and I have, I'm coming into a room, and I have to say it's probably been one of the greatest experiences, although it's only been a week. It's been one of the greatest experiences in my life, because I am learning about attachment. I am realizing that stuff fills a void when you're not in the work. You need the stuff in order to fill the void and make yourself feel happy or content or, validated in some way, shape, or form, And so that has been a very big aha for me. And to be honest with you, if my storage unit, which is a 10 by 10 space, filled to the brim, well, my furniture from the house, although there wasn't much, was mostly like bookcases and stands for my art supplies and stuff like that. But if that disappeared tomorrow for some reason,
Doesn't matter.
I can't say that I would miss it. Okay? It wouldn't matter. I wouldn't miss it because and again, this is timelines and template wipes and shift happening, right? And I have to explain this to you. I have to share this with you because it's so important for you to understand. Shift can happen in an instant. We can clear a timeline in an instant. We can clear attachment to a something, a someone, a something, right? Like a friend, a pet, a dresser, something, right? And it's been one of the greatest experiences in my life to not feel attached to it. And along with that lack of attachment to the stuff comes this incredible freedom. The dynamic of freedom, I can't even explain how it feels to be freed from the idea of stuff. And so knowing I was preparing for this class, the last couple of nights I was sitting thinking about what is it going to be like when I go back to a point where I'm ready for a house again, where I'm in the house, it's my house, and am I gonna want to fill it with a lot of stuff, or am I gonna become more minimalistic in my idea of what I'm creating? It's been a very interesting dynamic. And so if you have been like me and experienced downsizing, now I've been married 3 times. Each time I got divorced, I took a hit, I took a loss, a big loss, right? But that was all karmic. First marriage, we didn't have a house, but I lost half my money because I made more. I lost half my money, lost half the stuff. And again, it was just stuff. Second marriage, we built a house together. So in that divorce, I lost the house. He got the house. I got $7,000, blew out the engine on my car. $3,000 later there, $2,000 later on, or I think it was like $2,500 on my apartment that I needed to rent. And I literally had like $500 to my name leaving that divorce, right? And then the divorce from Pete. That was his house to begin with. My name was never on the deed. I got basically maybe walked away with $5,000 because his business was a cash business, so he didn't show any money, didn't have to give me anything. I mean, it's all losses and it's all karmic. And each one of those situations felt like a big letting go, felt like, felt very challenging if I felt the loss of each one. And now I look back at it and I'm like, oh, why didn't I get this lesson, this experience sooner so that I could have been doing the letting go there? And I might not have had to go through each of those experiences in the way that I did. Right. But everything comes at the time where it's meant to come or needed to come for whatever our personal growth is. And so, here I sit and I'm looking at everything going in my head, thinking, like, if I had another house that was my house, would I fill it with a lot of stuff? Would I go out and buy stuff to keep in my house to fill with stuff? It's a very, very interesting dynamic to think about. It really is. So I just want to share that with you because as we move through these energies and these timelines, and we're having these big solar explosions, we had something called a circ the other day, which would be solar emissions for the next 10 days in a row, which is very palpable and also very fitting because we are in a time where we're in very Piscean energy. So if anybody's a Pisces or has Pisces rising or Pisces moon, we're having this big dynamic of intuition influx right now, right? Like dreams are going to be very profound and sometimes prophetic, right? I'm having these very prophetic dreams lately. So we have to really pay attention and be present. I know life gets in our way, right? And if you have kids or you have a significant other or you have kids and a significant other or you have, a job you have to answer to or, people that are, in your life in some way, shape, or form, or like this, a community, whatever, right? We have to remember that no matter what, no matter what is going on around us, we absolutely have to take the time to really find our center and come back into balance again, however we're going to do that. If we're doing that by going on a walk or doing that through yoga or meditation. I mean, this is the most intense energy we're in yet, coming into this total lunar eclipse on Friday. Okay. And I mean, this is huge, huge energy. And so many astrologers out there and energy readers and people that are like reading the blasts that we're having, right? The photonic light and these solar flares and all of that kind of stuff. They're all saying like this is such wild card energy that we're in. This is the heaviest wild card energy, the most intense wild card energy that we've been in yet, which means anything and everything can happen. If you would have told me Beth would have left behind Dre, I would have been like, there's no way that that would happen. But yet, that's what happened. We're in an energy where anything and everything is subject to this intense energetic interplay, this energetic shift that's going to realign us with new destinies. Because when you think about full moons, they're about endings and culminations, right? And then you have eclipses, and then we have greater endings. They eclipses eclipse things out of our lives, right? And when it's a total lunar eclipse like this Friday, it means it's totally shining the spotlight on whatever is not working in our lives, whatever needs to go, whatever needs to shift, whatever needs to be moved out of our reality, right? Because it's not aligned. So we have to be very cognizant of that. And as this energy brings us forward, it's bringing us forward to our true north, right? To our true pathway. If we're heading into south node energy, we're heading into the past, okay? Which is where we are. But we have to go backwards sometimes and spit polish and clean up in order for us to be able to move forward, right? When I left the house, I couldn't leave it in disarray. I had to make sure that it was tidied before I left the house and headed off onto my new journey, my new adventure. So we have to remember that the cosmos has a plan with the energies that are playing out. And it's our job to get in alignment with those energies. Otherwise, the energies are going to pull us as if somebody's pulling us with our hands tied to a rope as we're being dragged behind a pickup truck, right? Down the road. That's not going to feel like fun. But if we're driving the pickup truck, that might feel like fun, right? So we have to make a decision of how do we want to be? How do we want to interact? We could certainly do it from the place of ego, and then, ego will have us creating all kinds of crazy chaotic dynamics. And I know some of you have had that this week where you've been challenged by somebody outside of yourself. I hope you thank them. Thank you for offering me this opportunity to stretch myself into my greatness, right? So that I'm not playing in your energy. I'm not playing in your lack consciousness game, right? Somebody wants us to feel a certain way. Right? Narcissists like to do that. They make us feel less than, or they want us to feel less than because they want us to come down and play in their world, their lack game, their lack of self-esteem, lack of self-confidence, lack of self-empowerment, right? And then they get mad at us when we don't subscribe to that theory. Okay? Very important for us to not play in that lack game or play in that environment. And if somebody is coming at you in a certain way and presenting something to you that might not feel like your truth or might not feel comfortable to you, I want you to challenge it by getting quiet and saying, what is this really offering me at this time? But it's not a time to get mad at that person. It's a time to look at what are they offering me in the situation or circumstances that is being created right here in this moment. Okay? And I know some of you have had those challenges, okay? Whether it's someone that you're asking a question to because they're governing something that you're participating in, in some way, shape, or form, and they are the overseer of it, and then you ask a question about something that happened, and then they want to make you feel stupid, or that, or another circumstance that came to light was somebody maybe stepping up who wants to diminish your self-worth by asking you to lower your prices, or can you send that to me for free, or can you take your time and your energy out to do this, but I'm not going to pay you for it. Those types of things, we have to pay attention to that because that's asking us to stand in our power. That's asking us to stand in our sovereignty, right? Our self-worth. What are we worth? If you say to somebody, hey, I'm going to send you this because I think you should have it, I would hope that that person would step up to the plate and at least say to you, all right, well, let me give you money towards it, or let me give you postage for it, or let me do that, right? Because then they're honoring your worth. They're honoring your worth. But if you're doing that for somebody and that person is not honoring back and going, well, let me do this, or let me pay this, or what, at least giving you an opportunity to say, no, that's okay. I don't need money for it. I'm doing this because my heart wants to do this. Right? This is what I'm being called by my heart to do this for you, right? We don't let people take advantage of us. And there's a lot of people out there playing a lack game that want to take advantage and, bring us into their deficit. We don't let them do that, right? So we just went into Venus retrograde on March 1st, which is going to last until April 12th. And as I had mentioned to you at the beginning of this call, which if you missed it, you definitely should go back and listen to it. But we are clearing the final clearing of the North Node axis of Aries and Libra from the last like 12 to 16 months, okay, which focused us on relationships. And if you go back to those recordings, it's all there for relationships, love life, self-worth, and the bank account, right? That's all going to be tested again now because we're in this Venus retrograde. And so you might find your past calling you. Now, I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me and said that somebody from their past has reached out to them to say hello or connect again or whatever, right? And you're being tested. It's up to us to see, is this circumstance or situation or individual in vibrational alignment with who we are now? And are they deserving of a place in our life? Or is this simply a test karmically? And now we have to move this test on, right? We have to move this person on. It's about understanding the patterns that we hold within ourselves, because patterns are generally generational imprints, right? The personality that you came in with is your personality. It's the personality, the personality is the personality. So the soul has chosen to honor itself with this personality. And I will tell you, when somebody tells you or shows you who they are, believe them, because that is their personality and you can't change the personality. Okay. It would take ascending in order to change personality and ascend the consciousness. All right. So what I'm saying is if it's not working, it's not working. Don't wait for it to work. Just let it go. So this is where we want to look at who or what really aligns with our values and what we're wanting in our life, right? Up for review is love, past relationships, your standards and self-worth, how you view yourself, your money, your financial patterns, beauty and personal style, maybe wanting to change something about yourself, but being afraid that people would judge you for changing it. Okay. Maybe you've been dyeing your hair purple the last 10 years, and now you're ready to go back to your natural color. But you think if you dye your hair back to your natural color, people will not see you in the same way that they saw you before. And maybe that would be a good thing if they didn't do that, right? So we have to kind of look at all of that, right? What are our triggers? So reflecting on the repeating patterns that we hold, especially with love, right? These are the things that we have to take on. Reassess your relationships as well as your relationship with money. Do a self-worth self-check, or maybe somebody's going to do that for you. Okay. Maybe somebody is going to do that for you. Maybe somebody is going to try to devalue your services and get you to lower your price or something, right? Thank them for that, because that is intentional. That's a soul transaction right there. You soul contracted with them to do that so that you could test yourself and stand in your power. And if you won, bravo, right? Reassess your relationship with money. Don't jump into anything new. Right now is not a time to jump into anything new. No new businesses, no new relationships. Just sit and be okay sitting for a while, right? Just be okay. We're in a huge transformational period, right? We have 6 weeks of this. Things might feel like they're slowing down a little bit. Be okay with that. Get okay with that. Karmic exes need to stay exes even when they're friends, right? No big financial investments at this time. Do a check-in if there's an opportunity for regret with something, don't do it. If you're looking to undertake something and you feel like, oh, I don't know if I should do it or not, there might be some regret there, don't do it. Don't do it, because then that means that you're playing in a timeline that is possibly not in your highest vibrational alignment. Okay. So if there's opportunity for regret, forget it. Be mindful of your choices and who you let back into your life. This is going to be very important. Okay. Any questions on that? That's Venus retrograde. Sue says something just flew across my screen. Yeah, some of you saw it. Yeah. Well, I tell you, when I first got here, the reason that I went into flu full blown is because I needed to raise this vibration here so that I could Joe's vibration is very high already. I mean, Joe's in nice vibrational alignment. You know, he's going into the police academy to become a game warden. He's done a really good job. But I mean, I'm at a point now where I need to really just like raise the ante. It's just how, it's just how it works with me. And so when I came in, I needed to raise the vibration. And like day two, I was starting to feel this settling in the chest, the lungs, as it was pulling out of the lungs, pulling all the grief of the first half of my life out. You know, it was like pulling all of that muck out, mucus, which is all programs coming up, right? Which is how I feel so much freedom right now. And then it totally took out my throat. I mean, I couldn't even whisper. It was that bad. Like, I was not even whispering because people could not understand a word I said. It was so bad. You know, Loretta will tell you. I just didn't talk because it was just too hard to talk. It hurt too bad. And then from my chest, it went right up into my head. Now, I had already been treating myself with herbs, but you know, when the universe wants you to go into flu, you go into flu. And I wasn't in a position where I could just get in bed and stay in bed for a couple of days because I probably would have cleared it in 48 hours had I could have just laid in my bed for 48 hours. But I could not do that. I didn't have that ability because I still had to meet the movers. They were just coming down, everything. So it was a little chaotic and whatnot. But I was sitting on the sofa and the sun was coming in the window, and Joe's mom, who's passed, had come through a couple of times, and I said, let me get my phone out and just start recording and just do a video and see. And I got this, I'm going to try and share it in the group. I got this big crystalline diamond light, like it looked like angel wings, right? Like this huge angel wings. And then all of these orbs were flooding in, like crazy amounts of orbs coming from all directions, right? And I was like, yep, this is why I'm here. Like, I'm here to, bring in this higher timeline energy, connect to the sacred ground here. And I'm here to anchor the Atlantean timeline, which we are in now with AI technology. As you could see, if AI technology gets out of control, we could blow ourselves up again. We're not going to do that. But I mean, jokingly, because it could be used for wrongdoing as easily as it could be used for the right doing, right? But I think people have got a better grip on it this time around than Atlantis. But that's why I am down here to anchor the Atlantean timeline, because the Atlantean timeline is connected to Florida. It is the patriarchy, the divine masculine. All of that has to be healed. So my work with New York was done, which is how this just kind of like manifested and opened up. As much as I tried to find other places to move to, every door kept shutting. I mean, even Loretta's niece was looking for me for places up in upstate New York, but it was like every door just kept closing. And then Joe just came around again, and he was like saying something to me, and I was like, yeah, I said, I said, where are you? Because your call has not dropped once since we've been on this call. So he was doing a session, and he was like, I'm home. I was like, how can that be? You're home and you're this clear. And he's like, oh, I didn't tell you I got 5G. And I was like, you're kidding me. He's like, no. He's like, now what are you gonna do? And I was like, damn, I guess I have to move to Florida, because it was the only roadblock, right? Standing in the middle of me. And Florida. And Florida was the last place on my list. Ask anybody that knows me. I was in the greatest resistance, right? I was not going with Beth to Sarasota by her daughter. I was not doing that timeline, right? And then all of a sudden, this just popped up, and I love it here. I love it here. I feel like I've lived here my whole entire life, like in this area, like feels so connected. And it's been really good. So When we're not looking, because looking is efforting, we will be pulled to our timeline. We will be pulled into vibrational alignment. We're entering into this Virgo total lunar eclipse, which today is so apropos to do this gathering because that's happening on Friday, and this important information is really necessary for us for the next couple of days to take this in, right? We're in a time of fated endings. Well, I would consider Beth a fated ending, right? That timeline is a fated ending. It kind of just happened, right? It just got activated last September, and then bam, it just, it was done, right? When it was done, it was done. And in those fated endings, which is why I always say, if something is ending, don't be sad about it. Have your cry, have your to-do about it, whatever it has to be. But then understand that once there is a fated ending, there's going to be a bold new beginning. Right? There's going to be this magical bold new beginning. So it's up to us to not get too in our head or our emotions, because that's the ego, about what is transpiring in life, and instead shift into a place of understanding that this is some kind of a major realignment, right? Do I, other than anchoring in Atlantis, the Atlantean timeline, connecting with maybe the galactics again, I was like, man, I've been there, done that, I think. And all right, I got to go back and do that again for what, well, whatever, whatever, right? But there's some major realignment. And it's been so freeing in a sense of, for the first time ever, I don't have anybody in my life that I live with. I mean, I did have it with my ex-husband Pete, and I did have it with Beth, who held animosity that I got to work from home. And they were actually angry at me that I got to work from home. I worked so hard to get here. I worked so hard to be able to do this. I have given up and sacrificed so much in my life in order to be able to do this, right? And this is the first time for me where I'm supported by the divine masculine, Joe, right? Very compassionately, and not being looked at, as anything more than who I am because I work from home. And I'm here all the time. And this is what I do, right? And it's given me such incredible freedom, but this is part of the healing that I'm here for. So I want you to look at yourself as I'm going through the talking points for the eclipse and see what is this eclipse assisting and supporting you with. Now, it's going to be followed by this new moon to come, right? The new moon is going to bring in certain elements that's going to line up other things as we go through this. And we'll be talking about that in the next class. That's going to be on the 29th, which is going to be the end of the month. But this eclipse is our reset button. It's finally here. Think about that. Think about the reset button. Think about what's going on. And I haven't really watched any of it, but I get the gleanings of it. Think about the reset button as far as like resetting the financial system, right? Like what's being found out, what's being explored, what's coming to light. And maybe at some point, there's abundance coming back to us at some point, right? We're resetting the timeline, but not just here in the United States. Once it's here in the United States, it's globally, and it cannot not happen because it's on a timeline of the cosmic energies. It has nothing to do with an individual or, a circumstance or situation. What it is cosmically aligned. Okay, so it is going to happen one way or another. Doesn't matter. It's going to happen because we are in a restitution out of the age of lead and finally anchoring into the age of Aquarius permanently for our golden years for the rest of our lives to come. right? Think about how big that is. Think about what that actually means for us. When we get through this year, which is going to feel very topsy-turvy, very fast, the change, 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 right? Might feel a little chaotic for some people. But when we get past this year, next year is going to be a one year. It's going to be a new year, renewal, rebirth, right? I mean, dreaming about snakes shedding skin. And, last night I was dreaming about going to the store to get Joe peanuts, in the shell peanuts. And the store only had big bags of peanuts that were out of the shell, and the bags were already opened. And I was saying to the manager, how come you don't offer bags that are closed? I don't want to buy these. People might have been eating out of them. And I was like, and what that dream represented was prosperity, right? Like, I didn't need to have those peanuts. I was very happy to wait for the peanuts that I wanted, that I desired, right? So it has a lot to do with prosperity. And peanuts in a dream are very much notorious for prosperity, right? And abundance, what is coming in. So it's very telling and very profound and very prophetic to see this all aligning in the way that it's aligning. So watch your dreams, because dreams are taking on a new meaning now. They're really transformational for us. Okay. So this eclipse is the reset button. We can all expect unexpected endings and sudden opportunities that arise and manifest out of nowhere. Okay. Now, if you're still playing the karma game with somebody in your life or a situation or a circumstance, you need to see that, and you need to close that out, and you need to end it, because that karmic lesson will just keep resurfacing, right? You're going to have to be the one to clear that. You're going to have to be the one to make the ending happen on that, right? Like, I had to clear mine, because Beth was like Pete and my other two husbands all over again, plus my mother lumped in. It was like every time I got a different version of her, I was like, oh, this is like Pete. Oh, that's like Rob. Oh, that's my mother. Oh, that's my grandmother. It was like all these people rolled into one. And I was like, all right, universe, I'm getting it. And then the message kept coming in December, you're going to have to end it. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to say, we're done living together. We're done sharing a house. I'm not carrying this weight anymore. I didn't say that directly to her, but that's what happened. I'm ready to move on, right? So where are you ready to move on? Where are you ready to shed the weight of something that you're carrying that you don't need to be carrying anymore? Okay. So when you clear what's not aligned for you, it means you finally come out of the doorway. You're not standing in your own doorway anymore. And rapid transformation can happen. The things that are aligned for you will suddenly show up for you and appear in very miraculous ways. Okay. And this means that you've stepped into your highest alignment energy, which is what is needed most right now. Right? Because we are in a time where we're going to be catapulted into our fated destiny, so that when we're ready for the North Node, we can step into it. Okay? And in the meantime, fate is going to be accelerated. So you're going to see things wishing by. They're going to be wishing by you, and you're going to be maybe a little confused at first, but that's okay, because we need this rapid clearing in order to get to the next level of where it is that we're going. All right. Anybody have any questions? No? Oh, Sue?
I want wanted to say thank you for holding space for me while I was going through my template wipe. And so many people I encountered in the last few weeks have been going through template wipes. Anyway, and the quick manifestation, boy, this has been a whirlwind of a week. Like, I decided to become a Stargate host, and a few days later, I was hosting a meeting, meditation in my house, and we already have like 9 members. It's like, what just happened?
Well, that's because it's in alignment, right? So it's going to be this rapid acceleration that I just mentioned.
And
People are.
then, and then today, well, it started yesterday, but it keeps coming into my field lately. It's like start a bit a database of herbs and herbals for our community. So I mentioned it to a few herbalists I know, and like I started a group chat, and Nick is suggesting we do a Google sheet, and it's like all this stuff is coming together for herbalists to like be collaborative to make something for the community. That just happened in like 2 days.
That's
So
beautiful.
it's been a whirlwind of a week, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean that's how this is, you know. I said it's going to be rapid transformation, and when you're in vibrational alignment, that's what happens. It's very, very fast. It moves very fast. So that's great. Wonderful and exciting, and you'll have to keep us posted. Tamara?
So I think that I've been clearing things too for the past. I think that I this happened with my knee, maybe to just put me still and not work at this time and clear things, because my emotions been like one day crying and then releasing everything, then I feel better afterwards. Like I guess things that happened that I never really closed that timeline, and I was clearing it, and
Tears
so.
bring us the fastest healing, 'cause it's on a deep cellular level, so tears are very necessary.
Yeah, then I felt like, you know, getting like little whisper voices following them from what things are happening. And I've been having very interesting dreams too. Like the other day, I had this weird dream about these like bat people. I thought in my mind, I don't know who they were. I don't remember the whole thing, but I just had these odd people in the dream. I don't know if it was in my neighborhood.
I wouldn't focus on it too much, especially if it's something that you can't really reconcile or understand, because everything is timelines, and the way that we wake up from dreams, the mind is trying to use the 3D Rolodex to make sense of it. So I wouldn't get caught up in a dream.
Yeah. So is this not a good time to like move forward with like say a deal or something
If
that we
something is already in motion, then yes. If
No.
something is not in motion and you're trying to get it into motion, then no.
Yeah, because this person told me they went to this expo and they told me to contact them when they got back this week. And I was thinking of working with me, so I don't know.
Okay, so contact them and see if it goes anywhere. It might end up going on hold for a month, and then all of a sudden they'll pop up.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Just wait a month to contact them back and just sit and get rid of the knee thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
You look
Thank
good,
you.
though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
That's.
think this change is definitely agreeing with me for sure.
Yes.
All right, let's see. So Virgo, what does Virgo mean? Because we're talking about the Virgo full moon here, right? So Virgo's about health and daily habits. How is your energy and acknowledging what might drain it, right? Like, So, how's your energy doing? How are you doing? And then any areas that might be draining to you, if whether it's a person, place, or a thing, right? Virgo is also about work and routines. Are you in a state of burnout, or are you in vibrational alignment? Right? Do you feel like you need a break? You're feeling like you're struggling, you're feeling frustrated, or do you feel like you're in flow and you're in your happy place? Okay, very important to take an inventory on that. Perfectionism and control, that's another Virgo aspect. Okay. And with that, you can ask, are you doubting or overanalyzing the things in your life? Or are you in flow, trusting the breadcrumbs as they unfold? That's where I like to operate from. I never try to make anything happen. I'm always in flow with what is presenting. As a matter of fact, a real fun, fast, fun story is even though I wasn't feeling good, I was trying to get myself up and out and about so that I could get in some sun time and clear what was taking place with me because I knew this was a really huge upgrade. And so I said to Loretta, "Come on, let's go up to the town on Main Street and just like take a look around, see what's over there." She wanted to get a Sherpa Hassan. So we go into the town, we're walking around, and then we're both like, "Oh, look at that. There's an art gallery and it's open." And so we're like, "Yeah, let's go in and we'll check it out and see what they got going on and whatnot." So we walk in, and there's a woman behind the desk and some guy sitting in a chair. And she's like, "Oh, if there's anything I could help you with, just let me know." And I said, "Oh, thank you. But we're both artists. We're just kind of scoping things out. I just moved down here from New York." And she was like, "Oh, great. Then maybe you want to buy my gallery." Now, the funny thing is, and this is pretty funny, because Loretta and I have been talking about maybe buying a gallery together or create or setting up a gallery together. And then she'd be able to teach art in the back of it. Maybe up front, we would have crystals and different tchotchkes and stuff like that. So when this all of a sudden presented, I was like, timeline, 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 timeline. Alignment, 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 alignment. So, Loretta, when are you moving to Florida? And so it was funny because it just shows you when you're on your timeline, things just come. They come fast, right? It's just like, it's just right there. You don't have to effort at anything because it just comes. It's like the universe will throw it out there to you. Yeah, she's reminding me. We talked about that on the ride down. We're talking about like how fun it would be to, have a little space and, we could do things out of and whatnot. But that's just how fast that'll happen, right? That alignment happens. So along with the perfection and the control, am I micromanaging instead of being with the flow? In other words, are you trying to create a better outcome for your life, right? If you're trying to do that, then you're not in the flow of what is presenting and you cannot be on your soul path. You can't be on your true north, as I like to say, because you're in your ego, right? That's where the mind is, thinking about what you need or what you might do or whatever, right? As I said on the beginning of the first part of this call, coming into Joe's house to house sit, I'm not renting this house. I'm here to house sit. I'm here to watch the house for about a year. I have my bedroom. My bedroom has my art supplies and my personal belongings in it. And when I scheduled stuff to come to the house, I was scheduling, things like my pots and pans and things like, not realizing Joe might actually be on point, and he is with really good pots and pans, so I could just send mine back to storage. But what I'm really gaining from this is the freedom that I feel from simply being in my bedroom with my stuff, not needing to fill a whole house, not needing to be in a whole house, right? And from one perspective, that is very, very freeing, that there is like no limitation on who I am right now in this moment. Okay? Because I am not stressing thinking about what I need to do to make the space feel comfortable. Joe's already done that. He's already done that for me. I mean, this house is beautiful and it's comfortable. I have Lasagna here. That's his dog, who reminds me of I don't know if it's Goofy or Pluto, probably Pluto from Disney, right? That the big, the funniest thing that's happened this whole time is Bella's never encountered a dog, okay? Never encountered a dog. So at first, she was hissing at him and swatting him, and he was like, yeah, okay, I only want your food. Because he loves cat food, because he's lived with cats. When Joe was living with Laura, she had a cat, and the cat hated lasagna. But I keep reminding Bella, because we need to talk to our animal partners, I keep saying, he's not interested in eating you. He's interested in eating your food. He doesn't want you. He wants your food. He's not going to attack you. He wants your food. And so she's watching him sniffing around, going right past her. And then she looks and she's like, what just happened? Right? And I keep saying to her, he doesn't want you. He wants your food. She's starting to get that. So tonight, coming out of the bedroom, Lasagna and her met nose to nose, literally in the doorway, unexpectedly. And she jumped up on her hind legs and she sat there because she's very good at doing that. She's like, I said to her, were you like a kangaroo, or maybe you were a horse that was trained for the circus and you know how to maneuver on your hind legs or something? She does that all the time, right? Like that's how she greets me. And here she was on her hind legs, ready to fight him. And she's watching him and he's looking at her and he sticks his nose in and he's like, oh, you're not food. And he goes past her and she's like, wait a second. Excuse me. Excuse me. And I said, see, I tried to tell you, he does not care. He doesn't want you. He's not interested. He only wants bright lasagna. You only want food. That's all you want. He's such a good boy. So that has been something that has been a big change, is coming back into having a dog in my life, right? And he's such a good boy. He is such a good boy. So no, I'm not micromanaging. I'm in flow. Did I anticipate having a dog again at this point? No, I did not. He's an older boy. He's 12. He's big and very attached to Joe, right? So it's going to be hard for both of them when Joe has to leave to go into the academy on Tuesday. But I'm going to do my best to fill those shoes as best I can, right? And I'm going to allow myself to be in free flow, because I know if I go into any kind of worry, those are my old habits and patterns from years ago that are not really supporting me, right? If I go into worry, is he going to be okay? Is Joe going to be okay? How's this going to work out? Is Bella going to be okay? Right? I didn't do any of that when I first got down here. I didn't worry if Bella was going to be okay, if she was going to hate it here, whatever. And she's actually finding her peace. She's actually really happy, right? Loving where she is. And then the other question is, am I sacrificing joy for productivity? I've done that my whole life. I did that. When I worked for corporate, I did that. I sacrificed my joy. I remember when I had booked a trip to Disney. I mean, this is going back into the early 90s, 1990s. And my job told me that they needed me for a very big meeting, and they were willing to reimburse me for my trip to Disney because I could not go because they needed me for this meeting. And I said, okay. And that was really a problem, but I didn't see it back then because I thought I was doing the right thing for my job. No, I wasn't. I was being trained that, I didn't have to put myself first. I needed to put the company first, right? We need to put ourselves first. Nothing else should ever come before ourselves. Not any company, not any other person. We need to come first. Okay. And that comes from a lot of life experience here. So, what not to do during this eclipse? Don't try to manifest at this time. We don't want to try to manifest anything because if you're trying to manifest and you get confused because we're in a time of fated everything, right? Fated endings, especially, you're going to assume you manifested that instead of letting it be what it is, which is a fated destiny. So now is not a time to manifest, okay? Don't resist what's ending. Just let it go with grace and ease. Don't resist any change. If something shakes you up, consider it a wake up. Okay. What do you want to do? You want to declutter and you want to cleanse, right? Especially any areas in your house, your closet, right? How many times we have a cluttered bottom of the closet? Declutter that closet because that will actually bring your vibration down. A lot of people don't know that, but it will bring your vibration down. All right. Listen to your body. Very, very important for us to listen to our body and to really come into vibrational alignment with what is in our best interest for us, regardless of what anybody else says. Right. And I'm seeing that. I see that. I've seen it in the game of food, right? The separation exists there. When you talk about the vegans, the vegetarians, the carnivores, right? So all the game is separation. I say, do you forget about only, excuse me, only eating plant matter in order to ascend your consciousness? Because that's not true. If your body is not getting the nutrients it needs, then your vibration is going to be lacking and it's going to be low because you're not feeding your body. And yeah, I know we're talking about the possibility of eating animal meat, but in all truth, okay, that is the cycle of what we're here to do karmically, right? We're here to heal that too. How do we do that? Sometimes, you know, they have to serve us and be our food, and we have to be okay with that. Plants are living animals, plants are living organisms, okay? When we cut a plant to make an herbal medicine, or we cut a plant, lettuce or spinach or anything else, it's got feeling, it's got energy, it's got vibration. So don't let people tell you that's a bunch of bullshit. Okay. So I just want to say that very clearly. So feed your body whatever your body is calling for. Okay. And do you, and stop listening to the masses because my jury's been out on a lot of people out there for a long time, spiritual teachers that want to say the only way to ascend consciousness is, you know, to clear the temple and only eat plant, you know, plants and everything. For some people, you can't do that. And I've worked with so many young women in the past who actually put themselves in menopause because they were not eating enough protein to maintain their period. Okay. At 23 years old, you should not be going into menopause. Okay. But that happens all the time because there's not enough protein coming into the body. All right. So I don't want to belabor this point, but I just want to make that clear that everything has to go. Any form of separation is no longer acceptable, no matter what it is. We have to honor who we are. And you don't have to tell anybody or justify yourself to anybody for any reason, for any purpose. Okay. If you're getting messages, especially in the shower, make sure you write them down. Bring in a recorder with you to record them while you're in the shower if you need to do that, right? Be flexible, stay open, and be in flow. The minute you feel yourself going into resistance, check yourself and be like, oh, I feel myself going into resistance. Why do I want to go into resistance? Is this a pattern? Is this part of my nature? Is this something that I need to acknowledge so that I could work through? It's very, very powerful. When I feel myself go into resistance, within a matter of seconds, I swap that out, right? In a matter of seconds, I turn it around and I'm like, oh, I see what I'm doing here. I'm closing the door on this because I'm thinking, this is what's going to happen, or this is what is being done in this moment without regard, maybe for me or my feelings, my thoughts, whatever, right? But that's not the truth. It's the furthest thing from the truth. But the ego will create that scenario and create that timeline if we don't check it. Right? It's very important for us to not allow ourselves to create a timeline that is not going to serve our highest best good. And believe me, we can do that very easily when we are not paying attention to what we are creating on a regular basis. Okay? So don't have something that you don't want showing up in your reality because you can't get it out of your head. Person, place, or thing. Okay? Very, very important to have that awareness. This is a really good time if you don't have a spiritual practice to really root into your spiritual practice, right? Even if just me taking a half an hour, a time out, sitting by yourself, getting quiet, and just letting yourself be in a state of peace, okay? Eclipses are very karmic. They're dharmic. They're fated wild cards, especially this one, right? This eclipse wants us to go deeper into the soul. It wants us to acknowledge who we are at our core, right? It's driving us into our divine aspect, God or goddess, doesn't matter. Okay. So it's time to let go of what the world is telling us to do with our life and do a deeper dive for the deep meaning of who we are and what we desire in our life, right? We just talked about that a few seconds ago with regard to the food. But this even is aligned with work. Like, what are you feeling? What, you know, and I can say right now, I am at liberty to not have to think about it too much. And so I can allow myself to unfold into what I need to do. Whereas before it was this, I have to do this so I can provide that. I gotta do that so I can provide this, right? It was like that cycle that I was in. Now I'm in a different place where I can like sit and go like, oh, how do I feel about doing that? What do I think about doing that? I didn't realize I could have done that back then, but this is what's coming to light now, right? And everything is in its highest purpose when that moment arises for you. So if you're suddenly experiencing yourself going like, is herbal medicine my pathway? How do I feel about being a drop shipper for herbal medicine? Might I like teaching better so people can be empowered and make their own herbal medicine, right? There's so many things that could be taken from this, right? That could be explored, that could be looked at in a greater way. So take some time to do that for yourself. It's very, very important. Sue?
Through this template wipe, I just lost all desire to like market, you know, in the traditional way. And I had a bunch of samples that I put in swag bags for this event. And I went to the event and it was completely ignored. And the swag bags weren't given out. You had to actually ask for one at the end. And it was like, okay, I get it, universe. I get it. And it was so freeing. It's like you don't have to push at all. Like that is just done. And if I have an offering, like if I'm going to teach something, I can post it once and the people who need to come will show up. I'm just done. I'm done with the competition and putting yourself out there all the time.
That's so powerful. It's so powerful that you're having that awareness because this has been my practice for the last couple of years, and people, you know, don't understand it when I say we don't have to promote ourselves anymore. You are just too funny. This guy, I'm gonna see if I could show you his face. He's so cute. You see him? Hi. Lisanne, look this way. Oh, there he is under the table. He's such a good boy. So we don't have to knock ourselves out chasing, but here, here's the funny thing. What if, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but what if we're knocking ourselves out, running around, soliciting ourselves to what we think are like, a bazillion people out there, right? I got to get it out on Instagram. I have to tell the world how great I am, this and that and everything. And the joke is on us because nothing, and here we go, nothing outside of here and now really exists, right? Nothing exists. It's just us here and now, right? And then when we need that circumstance, situation, or person to show up for us, the universe sends them our way because we've soul contracted for them to come and be with us, right? Now, how much time, energy, and effort are we spending? How much efforting are we doing, promoting ourselves, putting ourselves out there? And what kind of energy is that in that promoting energy? Is that alignment energy? Is that flow energy? Or is that resistance energy? Resistance to letting what can be, because doesn't it make sense that when our vibration is very high, people can't miss us? Those that are meant to be with us are going to be with us regardless, right? I mean, Sue, you just said yourself, you decided to become a Stargate. What did you call it? Can you remind me?
It's just called a host.
Okay, a Stargate host. Yeah. But you already have nine people because those nine people soul contracted to be with you. They're attracted to your vibration, to your energy, right? And so it's like anything else in our lives. We can play this a thousand and one ways and believe and perceive that we need to be in competition with all those people out there who have 500,000 followers, or even 30,000 followers, or 1 million followers. Those people out there that look like they've been doing this forever, right? We'll bump into them on Instagram, and we'll maybe watch them for a second and be like, okay, so how come I don't have 1 million followers, or how come I don't have 500,000 followers, or whatever, right? Because they're saying the same thing I'm saying. It's like, how did that happen? And they're on the same amount of time I'm on, but how did that happen? Well, what if that's simply showing up in your reality as a catalyst to get you to let go instead of finding your way to competition? Because we're not in an energy of competition anymore. That energy is dead, right? In this new age of Aquarius energy, there's no competition energy. That energy is dead.
I was gonna say too, I have no need to define myself like you. I just love how you're kind of tough. All of my best teachers are tough. I need tough teachers.
I did too.
And like, I don't like whatever is gonna come and I can flip what I'm doing any day. And today I might do herbs, and tomorrow I might do Stargate, and the next day I might make a database. And like, I can flow.
And that's what the universe is asking you to do, because at the end of the day, if we're thinking human terms, then we're going to be out there fighting against the masses, trying to prove ourselves worthy, making posts constantly, right? trying to come up with the best scenario for the post and the best way to express ourselves and everything else. But what if that is simply part of the Matrix program, the Matrix game that we're playing, right? What if the broader scope of thinking really involves vibrational alignment? What if the game of law of attraction or manifestation does not really have an impact on us because the true part of that, right, the true understanding, the true nature of law of attraction and manifestation is if you are not already perceiving yourself as that, it's not coming to you. That is the truth of law of attraction and any kind of manifestation. You have to imagine yourself as that which you desire in order to call that in order to bring that into you. So if you believe that somebody's one day gonna say to you, hey, I would love for you to come down and house sit for me for about a year or two, and then we'll figure it out after that. That's been on my agenda. Somebody literally giving me their house for a year or two so I could go find myself running through the wildflowers. And it happened. And here I am. Right? But it takes a knowing. It takes an understanding that it already is, that it has already happened, right? It's about the letting go of fear, letting go of needing to prove the identity I've created. I have news for you. I don't care. I don't care who likes me. I don't care who doesn't like me. I don't care because at the end of the day, the only thing that I care about is that I'm doing what I say I'm doing. I am doing it, right? That's the only thing that matters to me, is that at the end of the day, I'm living my reality. So I'm going to challenge you all again. Right, we've talked about this before. You perceive yourself in a human existence, right? You perceive yourself in this human reality because you've been conditioned to believe that this is real. But yet, when you go to sleep at night, you're in other realities that are also this real. It's just this might be your highest timeline. How do you know what's real and what's not real? And the truth of the matter is that we are all operating from a singular perspective in a nucleus in the quantum field. And then we come together for the purpose of the exchange that looks like this reality. That is how this works. So when you are super fixated on the outcome, on needing a particular outcome in this reality, you're not going to get it because you're in resistance to what is. You're in resistance to the flow and harmony that wants to take you on your true north. But when you're standing in the way of it and you're creating resistance, you can't see that something better could be aligning, that could be lining up out there for you. You can't see it. It's not possible. Okay. So you want to manifest your best life. You want to manifest more money. You want to manifest a better experience being you. Let go of the resistance. Let go of needing to do it a certain way, thinking it has to be this way or that way, needing to prove yourself, right? When we feel like we have to prove ourselves, that's a big one. Okay, there's nothing to prove. The only thing we have to do is keep holding our frequency, keep holding a higher frequency. That higher frequency unlocks all the doors, right? It's really, really important to have that awareness that we're either creating the deficit that we think we're getting by creating the storyline in our head, and then that storyline has to play out in our reality. It has to. It can't not play out because you've created it in your head, and it's going to play out visually for you right in front of you because you're manifesting it as you go. And the only way not to do that is to do the self-talk that's going to stop that timeline or reality from manifesting. Because you realize that you don't want it to play out the way that it's starting to play out. Does that make sense to everybody? I mean, this is really the depth of the work, guys. This is it. Okay. All right, let me see. Where were we? Yeah, this eclipse wants us to go deeper into the soul, right? It's time to let go of the old ways and really do that deep dive. What is it that you desire? What are you not letting yourself experience because you're chasing money, something, someone? Right? What are you not experiencing? Let go of the money, the responsibility, the survival. Can you trust? And I've been in this place. I've been in this place. Can you trust that the money is just always going to be there? Might not be a whole ton more than what you need, but exactly what you need is always going to be there. Right? Exactly what you need. Okay. So, this is what it's like, right? I mean, for a second, my mind coming into this situation had this idea like, oh gosh, now that I might not need money like I needed money before. It might be a little different for me now. Like, oh God, that money door, is that going to shut now? And I was like, hello, what are you thinking? Like, where, hello, exactly what are you thinking? What are you thinking here? You still need money to exist, right? And I shifted that thought in a second. And in the next second, a huge amount of money hit my account because somebody booked a block of sessions with me to do deeper work. And I was like, mind blown. Right? And then right behind that, somebody booked a session. It's an illusion, guys. It's an illusion, right? But if you're not clear on the illusion, you're not clear that your thoughts are creating every minute of this reality, then you're going to be in resistance and you're going to be struggling and you're going to be in survival mode because you're not trusting your process. You got to trust the process. Okay. And I know many of you out there doing the work, that are doing the work, that are in the work, that are having the best experience in your life right now because you're doing the work, right? Yeah, because you know you're doing the work. You're changing things as you go, you're changing timelines as you go. I did a session earlier with Jen's daughter. Miraculous change. I get off the call with her like half an hour later. Jen's sending me a text going, you're never going to believe what happened. She took ownership of her health issue and she sent a text to her father. And I was like, I'm so proud of her for doing that. Right? She realized she did not want to be sick and had control over her health and her well-being, right? But that would not happen. That would not happen if she did not see Jen do that every single day. If she did not see her mother do that every single day, that would not happen. I don't know if you want to come on, Jen. Just.
Yes, so I have, like Maria will tell you, the biggest ego going. I can sit here and sabotage myself within 2 seconds. I think we've been having sessions weekly for a long time, maybe 2, 3 years. I don't even know. But I have finally gotten it to the point where, like, I am mindful of my thoughts. I am mindful of my actions. I've actually changed my husband, like a 180. It's actually amazing. I've changed him. I've changed my horse, how he comes into my reality. I have changed what is coming in. My husband's actually doing renovations. This is everything I've done, but it's all from me catching myself. Catching my ego. I do self-talk all day long. My daughter is a prodigy of me because of the self-talk. And she even comes to me and she says to me, she's like, I can't believe this. She's like, how do you have people saying hello to you in the streets all the time? She's like, people are smiling at you, people are offering you things. She's like, I want to be like that. So I work on with her. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to change. And let me tell you something. This is not like yesterday. This has been like a year in the making of changing the mindset. It was very slow, very gradual. I would start to see little things in my reality change, but it all started with me catching myself, and it's a process. It's not overnight. That's one thing I could tell people.
It's perfect. Thank you for sharing that.
You're
Really
welcome.
appreciate it. Yeah. But that's how it works. We have to be the work. We have to do the work, because otherwise we're just going to be in that cycle of abuse, Tamara's asking if the money is not there, and is there something in your field that's not in alignment? Yeah, you're not believing that you're deserving of money, right? So that's where the work is. You've got to recognize that you're very deserving of money so that you can bring money in to your field. Okay, that you and the vibration of money have to be one, because what's happening is you have money here and you're here, and you don't think you're here where money is. You see yourself here. Money is hard to attain, right? So that's vibrational. So that requires working on your vibration. That's all that is. Okay. So it could also feel a little wild and out of control right now. And this is okay because it's like a rebirthing of the soul, right? It's the wake up as we go through the template. And a lot of times we'll have a wake up because we have to wake ourselves up. So something big will shift or change because we need to have that wake up. So if we hold on to an idea that something can only come one way, like if we're only imagining it can show up this way and it can't show up that way, then we're in limitation, right? We're in limitation. We're limiting ourselves. Then we're playing the lack game ourselves. We have to be careful with that because that's a big one out there, right? Thinking that something can only happen this way or it only happened that way. But that's not true at all. Okay. I was knocking myself out looking at houses, trying to figure out where I was moving to. And then Joe booked a session, and the rest is history. And it turned out this house, did I have that foresight? Did I think I was coming? No, because I was in such resistance to coming to Florida. But then I thought, hey, this is my true north. I've got to go and explore this. If I hate it, well, it only cost me the loss of the move down, and whatever, I'll recover that money, no big deal, right? But that's kind of how I looked at it. So We have to look at ourselves and just take the limitation right off because we're unlimited beings. We just have to see that. Okay. So this full moon, because it can, full moons are our emotional body, may trigger the emotions. So if that happens, just go with it, right? When there are completions happening, like with this full moon, because full moons always bring a completion, and then eclipses are even bigger completions. When there's a completion, we have to ask, what are you still dragging around that you're not trusting to let go of? Is there something that you're still dragging around that you can't let go of, that you haven't let go of, that makes it uncomfortable, right? This eclipse is an ending period. What can you end on a personal level to help you anchor more of what is wanting to come in or get your attention? Like, what else is wanting your attention that you're not giving attention to because you're too busy chasing this over here or you're too busy looking over there? Okay. This moon is preparing us for what will come with the new moon on the 29th. I think I mentioned that earlier. So get out of your doorway. Stop jamming up your doorway. Otherwise, nothing new is coming in. Uranus is a very tricky planet because it's the planet of unexpected everything, good and bad. But the energy of Uranus is very, very fast. So it's actually creating that energy dynamic. The same thing with this moon. It's like rapid awakening. Things can happen very, very fast. Things maybe you might not have seen happen. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I didn't see that coming, right? So we have to just really be in alignment with going with the flow. Kundalini awakenings are going to be big right now. The feminine awakening, the divine within us. Life is changing through embodiment. We have to be embodied with the Christ energies, right? These crystalline codes is Christ embodiment, right? Love. Just stay in your heart center. Eclipses kick us out of repeated patterns, and this will be the strongest one yet. So if you get kicked out of a repeated pattern, whether it's a relationship, financial, health, or anything else, just look at it and be like, okay, what do I need to do different going forward? Okay. Virgo, is the Earth Priestess. And as the Earth Priestess, we are in the process right now of channeling love, light, and grace into our body in order to release it into the field to those around us. But you have to let it fill you up first. So set time aside to feel the feels and also make peace with what is being shed. If you are letting go of something, just let it go. Let it go, understanding that it didn't serve you. And if you are, against letting it go, look at why you might be against letting it go. Was it, a comfort to you in some way, shape, or form? If it was, look at why it might have been a comfort, right? Why were you holding on to it? Whether it was a person, place, or thing. Okay. What was it offering you that you haven't offered yourself? Yeah. So cut the karmic cords if there's still karma playing out with someone. Don't allow that. Okay. This chapter of life is ending. As I said, it coincided with the shift prior with the North Nodes, the last 16 years with Capricorn and Cancer. There's a lot of stuff going on here, and there's a lot of Pisces energy that's going to help us. We have to learn to dream big and not get in our head that it can't work out in some way, shape, or form for us. Okay. This eclipse is going to clean up the axis lines to the north nodes with Aries and Libra. It is self versus other. So choose yourself first. Do not choose the other. Choose yourself. Closing and finalizing relationships is the key right now. It's asking us to stand in our power, be sovereign, stay in alignment with our heart's joy without compromising ourselves. Can we do that? How can we do that? Right? These are all questions to ponder and maybe things to journal. If you need some journaling prompts, use these. Intuition is extremely high. The South Node eclipse is asking, what are you able to walk away from? What karmic endings can you clean up? I mean, there's a lot of variables right there. You may feel the need to detox or purify health-wise. Maybe you don't, maybe you do, right? Maybe you feel like you need to change something in your diet, bring something in, shed something out, okay? Service. What fulfills you? What is it that you would like to do? Is there something that you would like to do that's fulfilling to you that you're not doing? What way do you give that you need to do more of, right? Right. What is it that you would love to do that you need to do more of? I know for me, it's painting. When I was living in New York, I hardly painted. I could hardly get out to paint. I had too many obligations that I bound myself to. I bound myself to those obligations. Right? I didn't have to do them, but I thought I did, but I didn't realize I didn't have to do them. So where are you binding yourself to somebody else? Where are you binding yourself to an obligation that you need to free yourself from? Where might that be? If we stay on track, April will blast us forward. And if April blasts us forward, that forward momentum will be so fulfilling in so many ways. But if you're getting caught in the quicksand or the mucky muck, it's going to drag you into April. And then April's not going to feel so fun and lively. Okay. So you really have to pay attention to this. Very, very important because we're going back over the relationship sector again of those North Node shifts in Aries and Libra. We are moving fully into Pisces and Virgo. It's going to be absolutely important for us to make sure that we're resolving any out of bounds relationship issues, any areas where we have created lack for ourselves with not perceiving ourselves as deserving. Okay. Where are you harboring any patterns that you need to resolve in the way that you interact with others or maybe in relationships? Right? Because we all get caught in that where we do the same thing over and over again. You know, if you don't think that I'm in self-talk every single minute of the day, every single minute of the day, I'm in self-talk myself. Because this illusion of the 3D matrix is so real and so palpable. And the ego is so strong, it wants to tell a story so that it can perpetuate disaster and keep you from reaching your ascension goals, right? So the ego wants to perpetuate a problem so that it can have you chasing your tail. Don't do that. There's no need to do that. Do the self-talk. Talk yourself out of it. Really look with clear eyes and go like, "Oh my God, what am I creating? Like, why would I even think that? Why would I think that person would do that? Why would I think that person would say that? Why would I think any of that?" Right? And then, excuse me, and then see with clarity what you're creating. Do I really need to create that? Is that my intention or not? Okay. Does anybody have any questions? I think we're going to end here because I could feel my voice is going a little bit. But if anybody has any questions, now would be the time to come on and ask them. No, everybody is good. All right. I know this was a lot of information. Okay. Go back, re-listen. I gave you some key points to journal. In here, there were quite a few key points for journaling in here. Okay. I'm in the work with you. I want to remind you of that. Okay. I know we oftentimes look to me like I am the guide, the leader, the mentor, whatever you want to call me, right? But at the end of the day, if I cut myself, I bleed just like you do. Okay, it's the same color blood, hasn't changed yet. I'm not otherworldly. Okay, I'm here with you. doing the same thing. Just went through a flu upgrade, okay? Just like you guys have done in the past. The only difference is that I teach this. So I'm in it every minute of the day because I teach it. I had two sessions prior to this class today. Okay? I have two sessions tomorrow. I'm in this work every day, guys. I'm in the work every day. I am pioneering this for you so that we can all do this together, right? That we can go along as a team, that we can go along as a collective, our own collective. Because I tell you, this community surpasses so many other groups out there that are doing similar work to us, that are not getting the direct information, the direct details, or anything else that is needed for this, because there's so much fear in some of the spiritual teachers and stuff to give the truth, because they don't want to be cut out, or they don't want to be left behind, or they don't want somebody to evolve past them. That's never been my thing. I'm here with you. I'm doing the work with you. I'm showing you how to do this. Okay? This is how we do this. I'm doing it myself. I'm in a whole new environment. I don't know anybody down here. When Joe leaves on Tuesday, it's me, the dog, and the cat, and the peacocks, and the two hens, and the guinea hens, right? I don't even know how many of them there are. But what I'm saying to you is I'm not in a different place than you. I'm just doing this a little different than you might be doing it, because I have to be in the work every day, because I have to teach it. I have to share it. I have to keep those that come to me on point or on line, right? In line with it. If you're struggling a little beyond what you would like to be, do a session. Let's do a session and let's bang it out so I can help you with it. But honestly, just listen to this recording like 10,000 times. When I was working with some of my higher level teachers that are not even like, you cannot even locate them anymore because it's like they've ascended right off the planet, right? It's crazy. I would listen to the same recordings 10,000 times. If I was going through a flu upgrade, you better believe I would pull out my playlist from whatever I had purchased from them of the recordings that we did together if I was no longer part of their community. And I was listening to those recordings to take in those codes, because coming through is always codes, successively, constantly, to tighten up my energy field, to pick me up, to bring me up until I got it, until I understand. Now, some of the stuff that I'm giving you here might not be palpable right now, right? It might be a little far-reaching, especially when I say you're in your own little orbit in the middle of the cosmos, and then we come together for the purpose of, you know, this experience that we're all having. That's very alivened, which is how the cosmos works, right? The quantum field, the multidimensional aspect of us, that interplay that we all have together right now, right here. Okay, like the movie The Matrix. So if that ruffles you a bit, that's okay. It's meant to do that so that it could shake up the soul a little bit, so that the soul can come busting through and help you integrate more of what you need. Maybe help you, you know, descend your higher self so that it can come down and fill more of your field, right? And that's okay. And if you're playing into any of the things that I mentioned, that's okay too, until you don't. And then when you don't anymore, you'll be like, oh, why did I wait so long to not do this anymore? But everything is in its perfection. So time is an illusion. It doesn't matter when you do it or how long it takes to figure it out, right? Because there really is no such thing. It's just whenever it happens, it's in its perfection. So don't get caught up in everything. Do your best navigating these frequencies, because these frequencies are a bit out of control. I can tell you that. Okay. I feel everything at night that comes in. Last night, something woke me up. A jolt from the stratosphere woke me up, and I laid in bed for 3 hours and couldn't fall asleep because I was running on gamma. All right. So it's all relative. And, at the end of the day, we're all doing it together. I'm just bringing through what it is that I know, that I perceive that would help amplify your state of being, get you to your next highest, best level, the best way that I can. Okay. So stay in the work the best you can. We're moving into, higher frequency territory. Go with the flow of it. If something drops out of your life or something needs to go, let it. Don't doubt it. Just know that the universe has a bigger, better plan for you. Okay. If you had asked me back in September, did I think I was going to be separating from Beth? Not really, because we were kind of holding each other down, splitting rent, making it more comfortable living on Long Island. But yet, I saw the catalyst building in my chart. I saw it happening. I saw the whole thing coming into its highest moment, even up until the day that it actually happened, where that big fight ensued. Okay. It was right there. And yet it was in its perfection because here I am now. Okay. So everything has great purpose, even when it feels like it doesn't, or it feels like it shouldn't. It does. And it's our job to get out of the way and just let nature take its course. Remember, your soul planned all of this out. It plotted all of this out, right? We could have an accident, and that accident just shakes us awake. We could have a separation from a relationship, and that separation from a relationship shakes us awake. We've each chosen how that's going to be for ourselves, right? So, in every moment, love yourself through. Because, as the Pleiadians have always said to me, you are greater than you think you are, right? And that's why I end my newsletters that I send you with that statement, because that is from the Pleiadians letting you know that that is your true nature. You are greater than you perceive yourself to be. You do not comprehend the magnitude of your greatness. So I am here as an ambassador of the Pleiadian Collective to remind you that you are in your greatness every moment of the day, 100,000% every single day. And it's up to you to reinforce that belief for yourself, so that you can start to own it. Okay. All right. So I know we're all tired here. I'm gonna let everybody go. I've hit my quota for the night. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm gonna trust that you found what you needed in this conversation. Our next gathering is next Thursday at 1 p.m. So those of you that can make that, I will see you then. And in the meantime, I send you all my love. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Have a great night and
Thank you.
a
Love
great
you too.
rest of your week.
Thank you.
All
Thank
righty.
you, Mario.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.